Trevor Panzak in studio.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Live and in person. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
How's it going today?
Well, it couldn't be better, actually. It's good to be in the new Country 95 studio with you, and it smells newer. A new studio scent.
You've had a pretty eventful summer.
We did. We had. We've been really going ever since March when we had a showcase out in Toronto for Canadian Music Week. In June, we played Grand Prairie with Mark Chestnut and Washboard Union. We headlined Nashville North with Corb Lund on the last Sunday in the Alberta Made by Budweiser Project, and that was awesome. Actually, even the Calgary Stampede gave me a Stampede buckle with my name
on it. That's fancy. Whoa.
Yeah, it was a very misty moment for me. It was pretty awesome. But I bleed a little bit of the Calgary Stampede. It runs through my veins, and it has since 1998 when my dad took me up there for the U-Talent Showdown, thanks to our friend Brianne Urban's mother, Darlene, who recommended that contest. So, and then we played just about every Stampede around. We played Cornfest, we played Bruce Stampede, Grand Prairie Stampede, Pinocchio Stampede, Guy Wiedek Days in High River. But I think the crown jewel for us was going to Merritt, BC. Thanks to Sakamoto Agency, they got us this awesome slot on the main stage headlining with Casey Musgraves and Willie Nelson.
That's
Can you believe
so
that?
So cool.
That was the coolest.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Casey Musgraves, I met her. We had a selfie. She signed my guitar. A friend of mine, Jonathan from West Raleigh Colony, made an awesome Follow Your Arrow wristband for her, and I kept it for him, and I sent him a picture of that. Mission accomplished.
Blame It on the Whiskey, the new song.
Blame It on the Whiskey is here. We dropped it in the middle of August, and we've gotten some really great response from it across the country. I'm just tailing off. This is my last stop on my radio tour. And
last stop, best stop.
That's what I was thinking. And, you know, Country 95 has been there for me for a very long time, and I really appreciate the hometown support. And it's very tough out there in this industry, and to know that 95.5 is behind me 100% makes me feel really good, and it's awesome to be here.
And then explain the song a little bit for people that haven't heard it.
Well, for those who haven't heard it, you can go to iTunes for a preview and then decide if you want to purchase that baby and pick up a ringtone while you're at it. But it talks about the good and bad that can come from tossing back a few shots and the good and the bad that come with relationships and alcohol. And when you mix that into a glass of it's just one of those things, right? So we're really happy with this song because it's written by John Wiggins and Bob and Clint Moffat from the Moffats, and we're keeping it Canadian with those guys, as well as Bob Funk, who is a Nashville-based Canadian-born producer from Melfort, Saskatchewan, and he's been working his butt off down there working with guys like Mark Wills and Beverly Mahood and his wife, Patricia Conroy, and little old me from McGrath, Alberta. So we're very fortunate to have Bob Funk on our team. He is a very hardworking man, and we're proud of the product that we've finished. And the new album, actually, Julius, drops on the 15th of September. It's called Where I Go to Come Back. And typically that would be in the middle of a Southern Alberta harvest, and there's going to be a lot of people maybe done this year. But Where I Go to Come Back is a metaphor or a physical place to go, whether it's harvest time for me. I grew up on the farm just south of McGrath, and lots of good memories growing up in McGrath, or whether it's a drive down a road or a smell in the air, or going to the Ramon Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. I think Where I Go to Come Back can touch a lot of people and make an impact, and this is our best project yet.
And then where can we see you next?
You can see me at the Shine On Festival, celebrating 50 years, the University of Lethbridge. We're on at 2:35. We've got, man, what a lineup. Dallas Smith, Corb Lund, Washboard Union, Mother.
Yeah.
I mean, Mother, that's a great lineup, right?
It's true. I like the play. That'll be exciting.
So that's going to be great, too. And thank you to Ron and Joyce Sakamoto for including me in this lineup. It's great to play at home. We just came out of Tabor Corn Fest, and it was good to catch up with a lot of people there. So to play right here in Lethbridge, it's just one of those things that just makes your heart feel good.
Well, thanks for coming in. We're excited to see it shine on.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you there.